So it's been a while since I've recorded an audio boo, simply because I have no phone at the moment, which is quite a liberating experience. I lost it back in November, and after about a month decided not to replace it, and it's a liberating experience. But what I want to talk about tonight is time, and a lot of strange things have happened in conjunction recently. Last weekend I went to the Channel Islands, specifically Guernsey, where my mother was born and where my grandmother has lived her whole life, and she's going to be 90 this year. So I went to Guernsey. My uncle Mike, who lives in Australia, flew over. My brother, who now lives in Los Angeles, was there. And the family members who live in Guernsey were there. And it was evocative of so many childhood memories. We used to go to Guernsey every year. This magical, mystical, insular, floating village of an island with French road signs and the debris of German occupation, and before that, Napoleonic towers littering the coast. And just before I went, I started rereading a book, or four books in total, by a guy called Gene Wolfe, called Book of the New Sun. If you read reviews or forums or what have you, people call it the Ulysses of science fiction, dense, elusive prose, a puzzle to be unlocked, all of that stuff. So it's not surprising when I read it when I was 15, I got two pages in and gave up. But I'm reading it again and finding it utterly mesmeric. Some of the central themes of the book are memory, time, and mortality. And over the course of the very short time I spent in Guernsey, I flew out last Saturday morning and came back very early on bank holiday Monday, so I only had like a couple of days of compressed time with a very loving and warm family who hadn't been together for quite a long time, and it may be the last time they're all together with my grandmother. Compressed time from people all over the planet living their busy lives to see this old, lovely old woman on this tiny island. And the incredible thing is, nothing